this is the part of... Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwusakwodie, the senior pastor of the World Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
part. You don't want to obey the truth, but there is something about the truth. You will go back, it will pursue you. It will give you sleepless night. Ha! If you are living with a woman, you have not married her, and you hear me preach about holiness, you will come under so. You will hate me, but you can't run away from the truth. Because everything I'm telling you is there. If you are here, you are chasing somebody's husband. Or he's chasing you, or you are chasing whatever one. Yeah, there's a chase.
There's a chase.
Whether he is chasing or you are chasing, there is a chase. So forget about who is chasing, but there's a chase. And you heard me preach things like this because Christianity has standards. No, let me tell you something. Yeah? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You can never, hear this, you can never be a true, genuine Christian if you are living the sin of adultery and fornication. As for that one, you are deceiving yourself. So what you are now, because sex is not an act of love, it's a covenant. That is why certain processes must go through before you have sex. Now, I'm not the one who created sex. Sex is God's idea. I'm not the creator. It is God's idea. It is God that created it. It is what is called life-producing act. Everybody here is as a result of that. But there's a contest to have it. Some of you, hey, I don't have sex. Oh, that thing you are watching is more than the act. That pornography, that thing you are watching, forget it. Your judgment is very high. Because God will judge spiritual sins faster than physical sins. What are spiritual sins? Like the thing you watch. What are spiritual sins? Unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment. These are people who care without a gun. So you can never be a good Christian. You can never please Jesus. We have to please him. We have to please Jesus to get our prayers answered. Let me give you this quote. No one is a firmer believer in the power of prayer than the devil. Not that he believes in it, but he has suffered from it. Nobody has suffered from prayer than Satan. You can imagine prayers from Adam's time. There is something about the devil that shocked me. From the Garden of Eden, he has never apologized once. What a stubborn guy. Some of you say, do you know the damage your prayer has caused? The devil believes in prayer because he has seen the harm prayer has caused to him. You are the one who don't believe in it. There are things that the Bible says the demons also believe and they tremble. There are things they believe. Let me tell you something. You can never. You will come to church and pretend you are praying. You'll be worshiping, but deep down. Because worship don't start from the mouth. It starts from the spirit. So you'll be lifting your hand. But if you are living the sin of immorality, because every sin a man commits is outside his body. But the sin of fornication, you sin against your own body. Fornication is the only way sin that you invite other people's spirit. Because people are sitting in church. No standards. I'm telling you, you will not enjoy worship. You can leave the church and go to another church. It's the same Jesus. Yeah. Listen, the fact that you left your church without any justified reason because you offended means that where you are going, you will cause more harm. Oh, I relocated to some place. I don't like. Or sometimes I have a problem, so I just decided that, fine. I mean, a couple came to this church and then their senior pastor called me. And then I was pretending, I don't know, because they come around. So he asked me, he said, oh, these people. And he told me, he said, Nana, do you know something? I want them to worship with you. Because the way your ministry has blessed them, if they desire, that is where they want to come. I want to bless them and hand them over to you. It means that they didn't insult their pastor to come. I am against those who come to a pastor and say, useless man. What is it? Are you the only one who has a church? There's a pastor at Miocho. He is a preachy papa. For what, sorry? Who do I know? Oh, I thought you cry. You are wise. After 2 years, you look at me and say, hey, also to say, I'm free of also, you're correct. But me won't try. You won't try it. Because your pastor is a pastor, I'm a prophet. No, that's what it is. Never. Share. Let me tell you something. If a man beat his former wife, kick her with his leg, and divorce her and come and marry you, don't throw a party. The rehearsal for you has already been done. Give the Lord a clap, brother, and I'm preaching. Take your time. Go and check the history. I love what a woman did. A guy approached him, go to gross. He find a way to get close to his former wife. He told me and can say, madam, I don't desire this. I know you don't know me. I'm the one going out. I just find out later that you are the former husband, the former wife of this man. I fell in love with him before I came to know. Number one, I'm coming to find out why. And if you approve it, I want you to give me your blessing. This one, you have to be spiritual. Don't try it. She know the woman is a Christian, the woman is a spiritual woman. He told her, he said, no. He said, the woman told her, I am the cause of the divorce. Because I didn't treat him the way I'm supposed to treat him. But after I've been praying for him that if he gets another woman, any harm of course and pain, the woman should heal it. I give you my blessing. But this one, if you are not spiritual, don't try it. Sometimes the carnal mind will still feel like when you meet her, excuse me. Because you have a chest of woman. You Christian. That's a demonstration of the camera. What the woman did is spirituality. 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 If you went there, the woman says, excuse me, I'm not ready to talk to you. He has done his part. Blessed are the peacemakers. What a blessing. Let me end by telling you this. Watch this. So listen, anyone who is spiritual judges all things spiritual. Himself, no one judges. Are you enjoying what I'm preaching? Yeah, it's hard. But I'm telling you the standard of Christianity. The Bible says if God doesn't shorten the time, the very elect will be deceived. So even the time for Jesus to come, you come earlier. Because he must shorten the time for people to survive. If he doesn't shorten the time, those whose names are in the book of life will divert to the book of death. Because no standards. Let me tell you, honey. Christianity is not butter and bread. Difficult. Sometimes you must control your feeling. Sometimes I make a dream. I say, you can fall in love with people in your mind. You can see people and say, hey, this lady is nice. This guy is nice. I like his chest. I like his beard. Some of you don't say things. Everybody has something is dealing with in their mind. Don't deceive yourself. I'm teaching the practicality of what we are dealing with. Everybody has their own imagination. Your imagination gives you the picture of your future. Your memory gives you the picture of your past. Both of them are active. Sometimes memory can pull things. That imagination will take it up and say, why not? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Kindness. There is another one I love. It's called self-control. Not God control. Self. Not God controlling you. You yourself must take the responsibility and say, no way. I love this girl. She's nice. But if I touch her, I don't have standards. I've compromised my standards. And because of Christ, for the sake of Christ, for the sake of Christ, what about whilst I'm trying to do what I'm doing, the trumpet sound? All the years of labor has been vain. I don't think that rapture will rapture fornicators, especially those that will be in the act. Can you imagine when the trumpet comes? Hey, what talifems are mine? Daye yiro se wrestling kokoga. Era. Ma sa sa ka se rade humi mobo. Hey! Ni e hu ye, munyina all of you come to church on Sunday. Husband, wife, children. And the, that day the daddy was fornicating. Rapture by and I'm heavy. Now daddy were here, daddy were here, daddy were here. And call in and I'm daddy. Mose, most of me have almost a bishop, daddy at daddy. Oh, daddy is standing there. Oh, my dad, almost a brody bin or trinity. Also, I did. Jesus said very serious things. He said, two people will be lying on bed, one will be taken, one will be living. These are the things in the Bible. Students joining the court. Different things. Some of you are joined the court online. So you are staying in your room. Young girl, young boy. You don't have foundation for Christ. You are watching things you know is evil. But you are watching. Your mother has tried. Your mother brought you to church. Your mother carried you to church. He has done the best. If you decide not to serve God, forget it. Even be a pastor's wife is not a qualification for heaven. Be a pastor's child is not a qualification for heaven. Be a pastor's armor bearer. It's not a qualification for heaven. And let me say another one that you like. A pastor burying you, that's not me, you are going to heaven. You must have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. You yourself must know Christ for yourself. I can't know Christ for you. You can't know Christ for me. I have to know Christ for myself. We can come to church and learn. But so what we need to truck, we need a train, we need a tunnel. GD for Trambiapa Wonia Wong Ajinkwa Wong Anida no so Wong Fipa Wong Soro O Yi Kona O Yi Ba Koshenyami Memu Ho Wong Misa Yen Asase Woko a e ye a. Praise the hymn, praise the tender hymn book. Google it. Na ye disona ya de wo bati de fo trap ya pabati. And you say, wo musa ya nsa. Woko a e ya na. Oyiko no yiba. Nobody has returned from heaven to tell us what is going on. This is a serious business. This. Heaven is a personal adventure. Yeah. If you say, do I have to talk? So, sing it by 4:00, that's not me, you are going to heaven. Yeah. No, by the time you take your last breath, the decision has been made. Yeah. When we say the end of life, everybody's own is different. Jesus' last man was 33. Methuselah was 969, almost 1,000. Tini, Abraham is 170 thereabout. Who? Some people's last one will end in rapture. Some too, it can happen after church. The problem is not the death, it's where you go. Because listen, if God take all of us here by trance and take us to heaven, none of us will want to come back. Nobody leave the womb and want to go back to the womb. That is the first kingdom. So when you leave the earth to heaven, you don't want to come here. It's a very simple thing. Don't limit this thing. When you wake up in the morning, pray. When we say come to all night, come. Do you know why you come to honor? Not necessarily you need material things, but you stay in tune with Christ. It's a necessity for daily victory. They pray without ceasing. Men ought always to pray and never give up. And the psychology of coming to the all night and even joining the fasting is that, Lord, I depend on you. I have house, I have car, I have money in my bank account, but that is not enough for my survivor. Because one sickness without your mercy can take every property and I'll still not be healed. The woman with the issue of blood spent all her substance and still you were still bleeding. It means that he has sold houses, sold clothes and properties and still until he met Jesus. Finally, put it there. Listen. If you are not coming to church and you don't like praying, you don't want to come to church, can we even tell you to win souls? That one, we don't even want to go there. So, where does this leave the philosopher, the scholars, and the world's brilliant debaters? God has made the wisdom of this world look foolish But the world thinks it's still wise. Obroni, God has made the wisdom of this world make foolish in the eyes of the Bible. So when you look at it from the eyes of the Bible, what the world called wisdom is foolishness. So don't follow it, because Babylon is falling. Keep going down. Let me show you something. Since God in his wisdom saw to it that the world will never know him through human wisdom, he has used our foolish preaching to save those who believe. Amen. So, if I stand here and I tell you why you must not love your mother more than your wife, the world will not accept it. But this foolish preaching, it can save you. I love my mother. I've done everything. I built a house for my mother. My wife and I built. I've done everything. I love my mom. If my mom, something is happening. If my, look at the way it is. If my mom, do you know if my mother needs something? He doesn't call me. Call my wife. We have built a thing in harmony of the word of God. So if I can sit here, my mother will call my wife and talk to her without asking. We are not scratching about your whole channel, mommy. He talks. So if he needs something, you come. Sometimes you call my wife. The problem is solved before he tells me that. You call and say, I have solved. Sometimes he says, mommy has solved the problem. We are building it that way. Watch this. But I can't. The Bible does not permit me to love. The Bible says, I will leave my father and my mother and be joined to the woman that I'm married to. Ooh. Marriage is more than sex. Marriage is more than children. Marriage is a union covenant established by God. He has his own reason for how we came together. So there are children you are going to give birth to them. You are caretakers. They are God's property. That is why God uses people. At a certain point, he takes them out of your hand and he uses them. Are you listening to what I'm talking about? He has used our foolish preaching. So all of you who have your master's degree, the preaching I'm preaching is not sensible. It's not sensible. It's foolishness. Come and pay tight. In your severe name. Mean try tight in a D. I thought they crush you. Me tight in a toe. Now come here, then I'm like. You know, interestingly, I don't live by even whatever you have in a church. I've left that stage. But you see, even if I sit down and say, this church has not bought me a car, it has sold me pastor. Church is not responsible to buy a car for their pastors. Let me show you how it works. When God was sharing the land, he left the Levitical tribe. They didn't have land. And God established a law that the people that serve at the temple, you people should go and work. When you work, bring 10%. So that they don't have a land. They don't have to do farming because they can't farm and do service at the temple. When I come to the city and I don't find the temple and the altar, I will judge you people. When the altar is there, people must serve at the altar. Some of you become Christian because we obey God. He saved all of us. But out of the salvation, he calls some and make them apostles and prophets and teachers. So as I'm standing, it's not democracy, I'm called. What is the validation of my calling? I don't have any church in Abuchiri. I don't have any branch church or anything, but I can go there and say, I'm doing a program. Ooh. Somebody was in Malaysia. He had a dream. And in the dream, the Lord told him in the dream that take a flight and cross for about 18 hours because my servant is preaching in London, and go and listen to him. And when you go, have a word. And he's the second person I gave the prophecy. Describe everything. Describe his father's business. How he's handled. They were in tears. They had the dream. And later they told me everything we saw in the dream is what happened. So this is not an answer story. I didn't finish what I was saying. So girl, you go and work in Bank of Ghana. You open the biggest saloon in Ghana. You be one of the top lawyers and bring tithe. And God said the Levitical priesthood must live on your 10%. Mm. That one, the world will not accept it. Because fact-mindedness will not accept something, but truth-mindedness. So God is saying that, listen, the only way I will bless the 90 is because you have sent the 10. And the priest, I don't do any work. So all the pastors, these ones that are sitting here, a time is coming, they must drive cars that your tithe bought it for them. Yes. And that one, there is nothing wrong with that. It's not every pastor that walk in the kind of grace I'm walking. I have a grace that people who don't even know me. I have grace that Muslims bless me. Muslims. One Muslim met me and said, I have been listening to you on Sony FM. You have been a blessing. Wow. If you are living by facts, you will not take it. Because the preaching of the cross, he has used our foolish preaching. Girl, the thing we preach, it doesn't appear to people who claim they are wise. And that wisdom will take them straight to hell. Go to the last verse. Let me close. It is foolish to the Jews. So look at it. The Jews, people who claim they are wise, the preaching of the cross is foolish to them. Who ask for signs from heaven? So they are saying that if they don't see a sign, they won't believe. They came to Jesus and said, show a sign. Jesus told them that you don't see a sign except the sign of Jonah. Things that your son will be a punishment one. Ha! To the Jews, they need a sign from heaven. And it is foolishness to the Greeks who seek what? Human wisdom. Look at the way the King James put it. Look at the way the King James put it. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. And they come back, New Living Translation, human wisdom. So, there is a wisdom, the base and the foundation is human. But there's a wisdom that is divine. It's from above. One way. That is why this gospel, somebody can be illiterate, but preach it. Because the wisdom is preaching is not of man. And if you think that you're educated so you won't listen, it will open up for you to enter here. It is foolish to the Greek who seek human wisdom. But look at those of us who believe in Christ. Look at this. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. So when we preach that Christ was crucified, Jews are offended. Gentiles say it is all nonsense. Okay. Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant. The Bible says, being a just man, he decided not to make a public show of him, but tried to divorce her quietly. And an angel visited him. And he said, take him, keep her, because that which is carried is of the Holy Ghost. I'm sure if it's a generation, this vision is not from God. And he'll come back. God deals with people that are righteous. And so that in the midst of all the challenges, they will obey what God is saying. That's what I'm saying. Because some of you are having ideas. You are watching social media, having ideas. Amen. Nobody is seeking. I'm not preaching anything to the world people. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. We are not even, we don't even want you to come to the place when you are separated. Married till Jesus comes. Amen. 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 Challenges will come up. Stay there and solve it. Because all the material things you are talking, one day you will not need it. Yes. Cars, you will not need it. Also, if you need good help to drive the cars. Oh, and if God doesn't give it to you, what are you going to do? You need sound mind. There are rich people who are in psychiatric hospital. Their properties are there, but their mind is not working straight. Oh, somebody is in a hospital, you can't turn from one direction to the other. You are sitting here. Amen. I wish above all things that you prosper. Really. You are healthy and you are born again. Stand to your feet. Well, it's hard, but take it like that. Somebody say fact, and somebody say truth. Which one are you choosing? Don't pretend though. Because some of you are heavy duty receiver of the facts. Amen. A lot of things has attacked Mary. Beijing Conference of Women. International Conference of Women's Rights. A lot of things are fighting the truth. Hallelujah. Equal partners. There are different things they are saying. So when you're looking, I say, if you don't sit down and study the Bible, as all this thing is passing through your mind, you come to the place and you come and you rebel against the word that says, wives, submit yourself to your own husband. So I told them in London, I said, don't provoke your husband. If your husband gets angry, you are the victim. Do you know one of the things that make marriage work, apart from everything? Respect.
Yes, sir.
Respect. If I have the opportunity to do a marriage conference now, in these difficult times, I will tell women who are smart, who are wise, once in a while, to look at their husband and say, honey, thank you for being there. That woman here, your husband don't commit adultery. Your husband is always at home. He provides for the family. He, if need be, he tried to improve even what you have. But you have never looked at the man and said, thank you. Do you know why? It's not easy to be a man. It's not easy to be a man. Especially if you see your husband is walking, living a righteous life, don't take it for granted. Women are applying pomade in their stomach. Some men are standing at the all night kaboya. Who knows whether they applied it and it couldn't work on them? Yes, bro, all night how much? Oh dear, you not the friend. You should know. Oh dear, yeah, frogra. When you boss, almost in a do you say, yeah, you be going like this because nothing is resisting the power. Jesus said, pray that you will not enter into temptation. Pray that you will not enter. All these are temptation flying the way, but prayer will defend and prevent you from entering. That means that you can be a woman sitting at home, your husband is in the office, but somebody is applying cream to charm him. But he's under certain influence. So sometimes the way you are angry, you are running away from the marriage. They are stealing your marriage. You don't understand. So listen. Once in a while, you have to look at your husband and say, honey, God bless you. You know what it does to a man? It encourages him to do more. Don't look at him and tell him, useless man. Don't. And don't pretend as if he has done nothing. Look at where he picked you from. It's not easy to be a man. This generation, because men want to score points. It is good for a man to know that he has a car, he has bought a car for his wife. He has done. If man don't meet their needs, it can affect their way of thinking. So those who are doing it, don't take it for granted. It's Christian maturity for you to look at the man and say, honey, thank you for being there. We bless God for your life. You have been a good man. All the stubborn women didn't clap because they don't know what I'm talking about. What they say, it's responsibility. I'm so sorry that you can say things like that. Haven't you seen rich people who doesn't take care of their children and their wife? Haven't you seen one? Haven't you seen men who pretend they don't have money, but they are giving their girlfriends money?
Yeah.
Haven't you heard of things like that? Hey, please. Slap a woman and say, be mature. Tell him, grow. Tell her, grow. 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 Finally, that is why all the young people that has come in here, let me tell you something, daughters, let me tell you something. Learn how to talk. Learn how to do what? Talk. Never talk as the way you talk to your sisters and your brother's house. Don't take it to marriage.
Wow. Thank you.
Number two. Some of you are dad abas, you are mama abas. I mean, you go for shopping, you buy things. You might not marry a man who buy you those things. He's believing God. So when you marry that guy, don't try to tell her, let's go for shopping in Osu. No. His upbringing is not like that. Be smart. He will do it in the future, but not now.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233 274 009933 or +233 242 47265. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Prampram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Prampram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the